stuffed sausage, and bacon, cured our own bacon, our own hams, and fresh. In fact, the old smokehouse we had on the ranch is still standing out there on our old ranch. It was the last time I was out there.
How about that?
And I've seen that plum full of bacon and hams hanging up there, 4 or 5 hogs, you know, hanging there.
I like pork, yeah.
Yeah. It's not the best for you, I guess.
But it's awful good, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the smoke, the ham. Yeah, and the, yeah.
Did they ever call the casings, did they ever call that chitlins or chitterlings?
Well.
Or is that something different?
Yeah, that's something else. That you just fry those. It's just used as those cooked, see, mm-hmm. and not so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would you call those?
Chitlins, I guess.
Okay. And did you ever eat any salted pork?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call that?
Salt side, we call it salt side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you ever eat the, let me ask you, what did you do with the pig's head?
Oh, head cheese.
Okay.
And ponhos.
Ponhos?
Yeah, did you ever hear ponhos?
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, that's come from the east. It's cornmeal, you take that, the hog feet too, you know, you take that, get what meat you can off of them, and then the hog head, and make that, mix it in with cornmeal, and then we call it scrapple. It's known as scrapple. You can find it in some of the markets, I think, yeah, scrapple. But,
mm-hmm. I've heard of scrapple. I've never heard of ponhos.
Well,
that's great. Yeah.
That's
great. Did you use the cows for any other purpose besides meat? Did you ever,
Yeah, we milked. Mm-hmm. We milked cows. I milked as soon as I could walk, I guess, because Dad he never used to like the milk, so Mother and us kids had to do the milking.
Tell me about that process. After you'd gotten the milk out of the cow and it was in the pail, what'd you have to do to it before it was ready to drink? Did you have to do anything to it? Did you have to get rid of the impurities in it?
Nah, we really didn't in those days. I don't know how we ever grew up, but they say they kill you sure as the world nowadays. But no, we didn't homogenize it or anything like that.
Did you ever pour it through something to?
Oh yeah, you strain it. Sure, you strain it. Uh-huh. You get the flies, the bugs, and little manure out of it. And strain it, and then put it in a pan, and then the cream would raise. That is, we didn't always have a separator. We did later, but when you didn't have a separator, or maybe didn't have enough to be worth dirtying your separator, because that's quite a chore to wash that separator, you know. Separator would be a cream separator. Separates the cream from the milk. But you used to just set it in a pan about yay big round and about deep, and then the cream would raise the top, put it in a cool place, and then you skim the cream off of it.
When you strained it, what did you strain it through? Do you ever use cheesecloth or do you use a...
Cheesecloth.
Okay. Did you have a name for real thin or real watery milk that you might get? Did that have a name? Milk that wasn't very thick, it looked real watery?
Well, that's what you make your cheese. You're talking about your whey, is that what you're thinking about? Yeah.
Did you ever hear it called Blue John?
No.
Okay. What did you do, what would you call milk that's gone sour or milk that's going sour?
Sour milk.
Okay. Did you ever call it curdled milk or clabbered?
Yeah, I've heard that term used, yeah.
Which one?
Both. I've heard both those terms used, okay. Yeah.
Is that how you'd pronounce them?
Curdled or...
Mm-hmm. Or what? You ever clabbered?
Clabbered, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, you clabbered, then you make cottage cheese out of it.
Okay. Okay. And I was wondering about kind of breads that... Your wife or your mother might have made growing when you were growing up. What kind of breads that y'all would have eaten different breads?
Well, yeast bread, I guess you'd call it. I was going to say white bread, but that wasn't always white because sometimes you had whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was yeast bread. And my mother used to have the raised donuts. And she'd make a batch of bread while she was using it.